Jasodhanandana Braja Janaranjana Jasodhanandana Braja Janaranjana Jasodhanandana Braja Janaranjana Jamana Tira Vanachahadi Jamana Tira Vanachahadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kanja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kanja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astatarusha Srimad Astivine Grace Srila Abhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Askan Founder BBT Founder Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Vyasadev Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Bhaktivedanta Purports Ki Jai Sri Yasoda Nandan Ki Jai Natai Go Premanande Hari Hari Mo All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10. On the occasion of this month of Kartik, and specifically this particular amazing and beautiful pastime, which is in chapter 9 entitled Madhyasodha Binds Lord Krishna. So we'll go straight into text number 3, I decided, for today. And the text is as follows. Shomam vasa pritu katitate bibrati sutranadam putra sneha snuta kucha yugam jata kampam chasubru rajvakasha shrama bhuja chalat kankano kundalecha svinam vaktram kabara vigalan malati nirmamanta. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You can repeat the translation, beautiful translation, describing Madhyasodha. Dressed in a saffron yellow sari with a belt tied about her full hips. Madhyasodha pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably. Her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating, and her whole body shaking, because of her intense love for her child. Her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration. And malati flowers were falling from her hair. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Yasoda. It is not that one should desire to become like Yasoda, for this is Mayavad. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship or servitorship, in any way we must follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore, this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description, always thinking of Mother Yasoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautifully the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full description provided here by thinking of Mother Yasoda in maternal affection for Krishna. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Apatitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture in Melbourne in 1974, he very matter-of-fact way says, when you hear the tape, you can perceive that he is in the spiritual world, and in a very, very simple way, Srila Prabhupada says that to become animal of Krishna is a great, great fortune. Yeah. It is not an ordinary thing. Any associate of Krishna, either he is a coward boyfriends or calves or cows or even the Vrindavan trees or the plants and the flowers or the water from the Yamuna, Srila Prabhupada says they are all devotees of Krishna and they love to serve Krishna in their variegated different capacities. Okay. And then Srila Prabhupada said, somebody is serving Krishna as an animal. Somebody is serving Krishna even as fruits and flowers. Somebody is serving Krishna as a mother and as a father. So many are serving Krishna in that way. And then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, therefore Krishna is not impersonal in that way. then he says in Vrindavan, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, even the trees and the water are fully conscious of Krishna. They are fully conscious in relation to serving Krishna. And even the trees and the water, they are never satisfied with anything but service to Krishna. Beautifully, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhya Lila, in a particular purport. Then, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that Mother Yasoda, she did not understand that Krishna is the heaviest of all heavy things. Because she is recalling the incident where Krishna as a baby killed Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon. And she also did not understand that everything rests within Krishna. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Matstani Sarva Bhutani, everything rests in Krishna. Krishna is everywhere in his impersonal form, and everything rests upon him. But nonetheless, you know, Nachaham Tesh Avastita. In other words, at the same time, Krishna is not everywhere. And therefore, Mother Yasoda, she was unable to understand this philosophy, because she is dealing with Krishna as being the mother. And therefore, not understanding the importance of Krishna being the Supreme Lord, she only looks forward to seeking shelter from Narayan for Krishna's safety. And at times she also calls the Brahmanas to counteract any inauspicious situation, like this happened with the whirlwind demon Trinavarta. So this indicates that Mother Yasoda is beyond philosophy. Practically, in order to enter into Krishna Leela, we have to give up philosophy. If we attach to philosophy, we may not fully enter into the pastimes of the Lord. This is what it suggests. Yeah. Although Srila Prabhupada says that Mother Yasoda, she fully understood the whole philosophy of life. At the same time, she was always overwhelmed with affection for Krishna. She thought that if she does not take care of her little son, now in his childhood, in this particular pastime, in his childhood here, normally, babies only crawl. But in relationship to Krishna and Balaram, although they were babies, it's extraordinary. They were already walking. They were already walking. It's a little different with Krishna. And in this particular pastime, in Komara Leela, this is happening up to 5 years of age. Somebody asked me about Krishna's age yesterday, and it's called a childhood pastimes. But actually, Krishna is about 3, but his consciousness is that of a 5-year-old child. He's acting in the consciousness of a 5-year-old child. At the same time, we should not misunderstand that we cannot apply or attribute Krishna's pastimes in relation to our material experiences of bringing up a child. It's really not the same. It's really not the same. Yeah. So this is Mother Yasoda. She could not think otherwise, and therefore she forgot all philosophy when it comes to overwhelming parental motherly affection for Krishna. Now, Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is feared by everyone. But he becomes fearful of Mother Yasoda. So this fear personified is an opposite effect in the spiritual world, where Krishna becomes fearful. Okay. And when that fearfulness enters the consciousness of Krishna, he pleads, "My dear mother, you please, you do not bind me. I will obey your orders." So this fearfulness personified is bringing pleasure to Mother Yasoda in relationship to taking care of Krishna. Normally in the material world, nobody wants to feel fear. But there's an originality of that fearfulness personified that gives Krishna pleasure in relationship to giving Mother Yasoda pleasure. So Srila Prabhupada says wonderfully, so Mother Yasoda has become more than God. And then Srila Prabhupada says, why become God? Become greater than God. That is a better proposition. So this is the Mayavada philosophy, become one with God. But Prabhupada said, our philosophy is, we become more than Krishna. Why one with Krishna, but more than Krishna? Beautiful. And that. And then Srila Prabhupada gives a benediction in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he says, one who understands, he uses the word, the pure parental love of Nanda and Yasoda for Krishna will be saved from being dragged into material parental affection. This is the benediction of this pastime. Yeah. Now, these insects are starting up again. Maybe we'll do this again. In the teachings of Queen Kunti, Krishna is celebrated as the butter thief, personally by Queen Kunti, like that. But Prabhupada says that Krishna's stealing and our stealing is different. Because we are materially contaminated, our stealing is abominable. Whereas on the absolute spiritual platform, that same stealing is so nice and it is so enjoyable. So then Srila Prabhupada says, Mother Yasoda, she was considering what we discussed yesterday, how the gopis were coming to complain to Krishna that he was stealing butter in their homes, one after another. But she also noticed with these elderly gopis that in the form of complaints, they were enjoying it like anything. They were experiencing ecstasy in relationship to talking and speaking about Krishna's naughtiness. Like that. Yeah. So Mother Yasoda was feeling, they have something that I don't have. You know, but my boy, he will never steal from my home. So I won't really enjoy what they are enjoying. She was contemplating in that way. See? Now, and then Mother Yasoda felt, no, I should not be thinking like this. I should not have these type of thoughts that Krishna can be a thief in my own home. It's not really nice like that. And then she becomes overwhelmed with affection for Krishna again. And Srila Prabhupada explains that she was feeling, maybe I am not feeding Krishna sumptuously at home, and therefore he goes to the other homes and steals. And then she feels so bad and fallen in her consciousness, and she feels that, Srila Prabhupada says that, she feels, if I do not feed Krishna sumptuously, he will die. He will die. Because she doesn't know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she doesn't know that he is known as Janardhan, the maintainer of all living entities. She doesn't know that. Yeah. So therefore, when Krishna is the son of Yasoda, she is always thinking, and Prabhupada repeats in another way, that she feels, if I do not feed him nicely, oh, he will definitely die. And if he dies, I will also die. I cannot live without him. It's such a Nara Leela. It is such human-like Nara Leela. It's the perfection of human-like existence in that way. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, this is love. And then he says one important thing. And when I'm about to discuss the Leela itself, then he says, this is love. He said, but it takes time to understand. It takes time to understand. But there is a position, Srila Prabhupada said, instead of asking God, please give us our daily bread, this position is reversed, that God will die if I do not feed him. And then Prabhupada says, this is the ecstasy of extreme love for Krishna. Ecstasy of extreme love for Krishna. Then, after Putana was killed, Krishna was hardly even a year of age, 1 year of age. So the friends of Madhya Yasoda, Prabhupada tells us an act of devotion, they inquired from Madhya Yasoda about the incident of how Putana was killed. Because they want to know some detail, you know, it's like, what happened? In some detail. And it's being Krishna conscious in relation to Putana. So immediately Madhya Yasoda requested them, no, you don't ask me about this incident. Please stop. Don't ever bring up this incident of Putana again. I simply become completely distressed and pained when I remember this. And this Putana witch, she came to devour my son, and she deceived me by letting her take my little baby on her lap, and after that she died, and she made a tumultuous sound with this gigantic body. Oh no. Then she checked herself. I shouldn't be speaking about her. She checked herself. Like that. Then Madhya Yasoda, you know, like we said, there is Western culture, there is Indian culture, which is a vestige of Vedic culture, but beyond that there is Krishna conscious culture. So Madhya Yasoda tells Nanda Maharaj. She said, look, after this incident with Putana, it seems like our child is very, very restless. So Ananda Maharaj says, so, if he's very, very restless, what should we do? Again, yes. I think we better keep him locked up within the house. Keep him locked up within the house. So Srila Prabhupada says in one talk in New Vrindavan in West Virginia, that the girls would prepare a very nice prasadam, and the boys would get the prasadam regularly. he said that is the duty of women. If men are given good prasadam on time, then they will work very hard. And he said, and this churning business, transcendental business, is perfect for the girls and the women. And he said, that will keep their health very nice. So when I read this, and after reading this description of Mother Yasoda in this text number 3, I stayed in Vrindavan for different periods of time, for several years at a time. First I stayed in Vrindavan from 1989 to 1991. I was studying in VIHE, and also I was an ashram teacher in the Gurukul there. Then subsequently I used to visit Vrindavan every year, and then later on I served there as a co-president for several years, about 15 years ago. So I know the situation pretty much well. So when Prabhupada said this churning business is good for girls and women like Mother Yasoda, and it will keep the health very nice, like that, see? And Prabhupada said it is not that it is a simple task for the maidservants or for the workers to do, like that. And he quoted, he said, Mother Yasoda, you know, she's the mother of Krishna. And the wealth that she had, of course the best wealth she had was Krishna himself. But although she had many maidservants, she took great pleasure in churning herself. So every Friday when I was the ashram teacher in the Gurukul, this is way back 25 years ago, that time there was no bottled water even. We used to go to our goshala and carry 2 5-liter, you know, containers for drinking water. There was no buildings in front of Krishna Balaram Mandir. There was no MVT. There was only our building and some small ashrams around. And every day in the morning, you know, many, many parrots in pairs used to come inside the temple room also for Mangalati. Now no parrots come. And you could hear the peacocks. You could hear the peacocks always. Vrindavan. You know Van? Forest. Yes, beautiful those days. So every Friday, I used to take the boys from the ashram in the Gurukul, and I used to go to different places in Vraj. And when I read this in Prabhupada's talk in West Virginia, I says, how is it that the girls' business is churning and it will keep their health very nice? You want to hear? Yeah. Okay. So I used to go to the remote villages where there's no electricity, and they live out of mud-walled huts, you know, and they cook with cow dung patties, and they make nice rot. It's a thick chapati, very tasty. So the eldest boy in the Gurukul is probably now around 25, now around probably 40 years of age. His name was Ramesh. He came from a family in Delhi. He learned Brijbhasa language. So I used to go and, you know, speak to the Brijbhasis through him, and he'll translate. So I used to ask the elder, the gopi, they gopis, They do not even know who the Prime Minister of India is because they don't have an ID document. The ID is Krishna Ranitya Das, they're in the spiritual world. This Braj. It's not in India. So I used to ask, you know, to that elderly elder of the house, the Mataji, the mother, yeah, that you know, our guru, he said that when you churn butter, it's good for your health. It's very nice. Could you explain? Like that. Now, when they speak to me, first they see me in saffron, they say, oh, Maharaj, Maharaj is coming, Maharaj. I was brahmachari, but anyone with saffron in India, Maharaj. So she said, no, how can I say he is Maharaj? He's asking questions like this, he's Maharaj, how can I say? Like that, see? So Ramesh, she said, no, you say. He wants to know. So then she took a sari and she put it right over her face and she put her head this way and I'm standing on this side. Yeah. And like with great hesitation she started speaking and it was wonderful, beautiful, like that. Yeah. She said, you know, my daughter, she's in the inner courtyard of the house. I always send her to Yamuna. So I asked her, who's Yamuna? Because I knew one of Mother Yasoda's cows is also named Yamuna. She said, is Maharaj? He doesn't know Yamuna? So I asked Ramesh, ask her, who is Yamuna? She said, Yamuna is Yamuna. Yeah. I said, explain. She said, I sent my daughter, you know, Lali, you know, my Lali, my daughter, I send her to Yamuna. But who is Yamuna? She said, no, Yamuna is Yamuna. Are you catching it? She will never say Yamuna is a river. This is Braj. This is it. She will never say Yamuna is a river. We go to Yamuna. For her, Yamuna is not a river. Yamuna is a gopi. So I didn't get it, you know, in the beginning stages. Yeah. It's like this is the best association, the Braj Basis. I mean, that Braj Basis, you know, in the remote areas. Yeah. So I send my Lali, little daughter, to Yamuna. Yeah. And what she does, I send her wood clay pots. And then I told Ramesh, tell her to demonstrate. Maharaj wants to see. He said, yes, you tell her to bring the daughter. Call the daughter. Little girl came. Beautiful girl. Beautiful because no makeup. Natural. Beautiful girl. So, she said, Lali, you know, the pots. She put four pots on her head and just standing there normal, like that. So I told Ramesh, you tell her to tell her little daughter that she must walk a little. And she, Maharaj, won't you see my daughter? Walk, walk. What is going to see? So I was seeing, when she was walking, every step is a dance. Katha gana natyam gamana. Every step is a dance. And then she was a little shy, and then she turned her head like this backwards, and I saw her, and she turned her head forwards. But that turning like that captivated me, completely captivated me. Little girl. And then the mother is telling Ramesh, you tell Maharaj, does he understand now how it keeps health very nice? You understood? You don't know Goloka Vrindavan culture? He didn't understand. No. Who didn't understand? Raise your hand. Be honest. It's nice to be honest. Didn't understand. Okay. You see, when they take water for Krishna's pleasure from Yamuna and they come back, they get saturated with the consciousness of Yamuna's love for Krishna, and that enters the consciousness of the water into the pots, and it enters into their consciousness. And when they go for the water, it's empty, so they walk in a certain way. But when the water is filled in the pots and they come, they're more blissful. It's not like it's heavy. See? And then they walk in a particular way. Yeah. And that beautiful walk is not a walk. It is like, I can't explain it, but it's like dancing, you know? Movement of dance, not a walk, it's like a gait. Sometimes in Western world they say waltz, you know, waltzing your way. It's going like that. So then she gave me the answer. That when you churn butter for Krishna and when you carry water for Krishna, then you keep in good health. You don't have to go to that gym or a place to, you know, what's that? Fitness place, yeah. You don't have to go to that. Okay. Then I asked her, tell me clearly, what makes them healthy? Okay. Then she says, oh, Maharaj, I have to say, tell Maharaj this word, you know, I have to tell this word. She said, they are healthy because their waists become very, very slender. And that's good health because of churning and carrying water and carrying butter. Slender. And Prabhupada says in some other places, that is the beauty of a woman. Slender waisted, beauty of a woman. And that's how she keeps good health. So this Brijbhas mother was trying to explain to me that, but it was very difficult for her to explain because I am a Maharaj. I have to transcend being a Brahmachari to understand that. See? So this is Mother Yasoda similarly, like that here. So every word is a song. Kata, talking, is ganam. That kata, you know, ganam means song. Every word is sung. Natyam, and it's accompanied by dancing. And this dancing, gamanam means every walk is not a walk. It is natyam. It is dancing. See? And vamsi priya sakhi, the flute is a constant attendant of Krishna. So now, in the previous purport to text 1 and 2, we're going to link it now to text number 3. Srila Prabhupada says, while churning the butter, Mother Yasoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. And then Prabhupada explains furthermore about those childhood activities of Krishna. So, in other words, Srila Prabhupada says that Mother Yasoda enjoyed singing to herself. That indicates there was no audience. There was no audience, yes. Now, we'll give you a sense of experience in the material world of actually what this means. Like that. Every eternal associate of Krishna as the purity of innocence. The purity of innocence. So now, when you see a little girl with her family going on a picnic in the park. So sometimes the little girl, she's probably 2 to 3 years of age or so. She may leave the family members, but the family members can see where she is in the park. And there's many other people in the park similarly with their families. But what this little girl is doing? She is like sort of a very low hopping or dancing away from one place to another in the park on her own. And what she's doing? She's singing her own lullaby to herself. Although there's so many people in the park, she is completely oblivious of them. She doesn't know that they're there. She's just singing to herself. You've seen children do this? Yes. This is the purity of innocence, and every associate of Krishna is in this consciousness, the purity of innocence. There's no need for an audience. Yes. So in the similar way, sometimes at home, that's dancing and singing on themselves. So sometimes at home, the little boy, he'll move from one room to another, but he won't walk. He will, like a light run, you know? Yeah? Natyam. You know, he's dancing his way. And if he wants something from his mother, he won't say,
Mother.
What will he say? He'll say, Mama. Papa. You know? He'll sing. Yeah. So we all have experience of such children, and we were also children like that. Now, that is the purity of innocence, and the purity of innocence exists eternally, just like up to 5 years old for us here in the spiritual world. It is a sort of relative experience to illustrate what is an absolute point of the consciousness of the purity of innocence of Mother Yasoda. Now we come to today's text. Oops. It says, dressed in a saffron yellow sari. This saffron yellow color of Mother Yasoda sari, it comes from a kalpavriksha tree called an atasi tree, A-T-A-S-I. And the atasi tree has very fine fibers that naturally it sheds from its bark that falls onto the ground. Like that. In other words, it gives a feature of its own form to make threads to be weaved into the saffron yellow sari. And that atasi tree is naturally that color, saffron yellow. Yeah. And therefore, brahmacharis and sannyasis, they wear this color, saffron yellow, which is not, cannot really be matched in the material world, the saffron yellow. So now, prior to Mother Yasoda using the saffron yellow sari, it was in a almirah. You know what's an almirah? A sort of a cupboard. And it has shelves in them. Now this is not an ordinary almirah. This almirah stores the paraphernalia that is worn by Mother Yasoda for Krishna's pleasure. And one of that paraphernalia is this saffron yellow sari. Now, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Krama Dipika, the complexion of Mother Yasoda is blackish. Like mother, like son. This is according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Krama Dipika. So this saffron yellow sari is only worn on special occasions. And what is this special occasion? In the previous purport, anyone remembers? Dipavali day, yes. Dipamalika, Dipavali day. So on this special occasion, this saffron yellow sari looks forward to be worn by Mother Yasoda. On this special occasion. It's completely conscious. So, when you look forward to serve, just as in the material world, you look forward to enjoy. That looking forward to enjoy in the material world is more of an enjoyment than actual enjoyment itself. You know, when you go to a social function, you know, you take hours to dress. Yeah, it's like that. And sometimes, you know, somebody, let's go. No, I'm still getting ready. And that taking hours to prepare to go to some place to enjoy is a greater enjoyment itself to look forward to enjoy. So similarly, this saffron yellow sari from the fibers of the Atasi tree, she was looking forward to be worn by Mother Yasoda on the special occasion of Dipavali. And that looking forward to enjoy gives pleasure to the Atasi tree itself. And it wavers without any breeze. It wavers without any breeze. Because the product that comes from her form, the Atasi tree, is now about to be serving Mother Yasoda to serve Krishna. Completely conscious. And the saffron yellow sari in the almira, she feels, when will Krishna touch me? Krishna will never come to this almirah and touch me. Krishna will only touch me when I'm used in his service by Mother Yasoda, who wears the sari, who adorns the sari on a transcendental form. And desiring that Krishna will touch. And Krishna will in tomorrow's verse. And Krishna will. So, dressed in a saffron yellow sari with a belt tied about her full hips, Mother Yasoda pulled on the churning rope. Here again, one Friday I took the boys 25 years ago in one remote village, and I wanted to see this churning going on. You'll find it even today, but you have to really look for it in remote villages. So the churning is like this. There is a bamboo rod. There is a rope that's tied from the bamboo rod to another post. not the post, so it keeps it steady. And then Mother Yasoda has another rope that goes around it, and she holds the two ends of the rope. She holds the two ends of the rope. And then the bamboo rod that goes into the milk, into the clay pot, it moves when she churns. You know, anti-clockwise, clockwise, anti-clockwise, clockwise, yeah. So here, when she pulled on the churning rope, that rope that's tied onto the bamboo rod, she pulls. You know? She pulls and one way and the other way. Like that. So I went with the boys, and again Ramesh started translating. I said to the elder of the gopis, you know, the mother of the house, that I want you to churn. She said, Maharaj, I churn is normal. What's the problem? No. Maharaj wants you to churn and then he'll do something. Like that. And then she asked, what? No. When you're churning, Maharaj will come close. Close? No. No. Rabbi said, no. Not close to you, close to pot. Pot. So she said, okay. Close to pot. So she started churning. You know, clockwise, anti-clockwise, clockwise, anti-clockwise. The rope is moving. Okay. So I went very close with my left ear, you know, to the pot. Because if I'm with my left ear to the pot, then she's behind me and she's churning. And she's telling Ramesh, Maharaj, okay, is he okay? Gone little pagla. He's testing something. He wants to hear something. She says, inside you can hear, yeah. No, you're going close. So I took my ears and close. Mother Yasoda, you know? Left, right, you know? Left, right. One sound comes. The beginning sound is shwish, 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 you know? It's liquid. But as you churn, what happens? Becomes? The milk becomes thickened. Yes, thickened. Then from that shwish, shwish, it goes to tuktum, tuktum. Then it goes to duktum, duktum, duktum. Play. Play. No, that's swish. First swish. Go on, play more. You're doing well. More. Then the dum, it gets thicker, the milk gets thicker. The dum, the dum, the dum, dum, the dum. You getting it? Yes. Then she stops sometimes, Madhya Soda. And what happens to the milk? Still, duktum, duktum, duktum. How is it? It's completely conscious by the love of Mother Yasoda to prepare milk sweets for Krishna. It's moving on its own. Completely conscious. From milk to yogurt to butter, completely conscious. But through the consciousness and service of Mother Yasoda, they can serve Krishna. Indirectly, but directly through Mother Yasoda. Yeah. Then this verse says, Chalat kankano kundalecha. Kankano. You know? What's kankano? Bangles, yes. And Prabhupada translates, Chalat kankano Kundalecha. Chalat Kankana. The two bangles were moving. And in the translation, it says her bangles and earrings moving. Exact words of Srila Prabhupada. And those bangles and earrings were also in the Almira, remember? With the Atassi fiber, saffron yellow sari, also in the Almira. So she took it out, she put the bangles on. Kankona, Kundalecha, put the earrings on. See? And Prabhupada says, bangles and earrings moving. Mother Yasoda was not moving them. They were moving on their own accord. Completely conscious. But once they placed in the almira, in the cupboard, they don't do anything. Once it's worn by Mother Yasoda, they get the devotion of Mother Yasoda to now directly associate with Krishna. And these bangles, when they move, they make a sound. They make a sound. Previous verse, Mother Yasoda was singing to herself the childhood pastimes of Krishna. While she was singing to herself, she was churning. Duktam, 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 duktam. And while she was churning, chik, 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 chik. Mother Yasoda is a one-woman Sankirtan band. Without any audience. Without any audience. Everything is fully conscious. See? Now, Prabhupada says, Mother Yasoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably. Her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating. Her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating. Ch-ch-ch. And her whole body shaking. Very, you can just imagine this beautiful, pleasing sight of how she's dancing. And she's singing Krishna's pastimes and serving simultaneously by playing the instruments. She's the origin of Sankirtan. Origin of? Sankirtan. In Chaitanya Leela, the churning duktam duktam is corresponding to the madanga in Chaitanya Leela from Krishna Leela. And the bangles, chuk chuk chuk, is in Krishna Leela is corresponding to the kartals in Chaitanya Leela. Non-different. Not different. Sankirtan. Then it says, Prabhupada, because of her intense love for a child, her breasts were wet with milk. Srila Prabhupada says, that spiritual feelings of happiness and intense ecstasies, they have no mundane comparison. Therefore, it is very difficult to give expression to such feelings. We can just have a glimpse of such ecstasy, because each and every part of the transcendental form has its particular function and it becomes separately enlivened. Separately enlivened, yes. In that way. Now, there are two reasons why the milk was coming out of her breast and wetting the upper garment and into the saffron yellow sari. The one reason is that the milk from Mother Yasoda's breast is knowing that Mother Yasoda is also churning milk down there. And she's concentrating on that milk down there to make milk sweets for Krishna. And then the breast milk is feeling, what is the use? I'd rather leave. Because Mother Yasoda is busy with that. See? I'd rather leave. I am unable to serve Krishna separately. Each sense becomes separately enlivened. And I'm unable to serve Krishna. But we know Krishna fulfills that milk desires for Mother Yasoda's breast coming up. It's coming up. Next few verses coming up. That's for the next few days. Yeah. And the second reason is that this Atasi fiber tree, sari, from the fibers from the Atasi tree, the saffron yellow sari, gets very enlivened when the milk from Mother Yasoda's breast overflows and wets the garment and wets the sari. Then that sari feels maternal affection for Krishna. Getting the consciousness of Mother Yasoda through the breast milk overflowing into the garment. Feels, oh, I have so much love for Krishna. Feels like that. So each thing, each the milk and the sari and everything becomes separately enlivened. Very beautiful. Yeah. Fully conscious of Krishna, to serve Krishna. See? And which is this day? Deepavali. And Prabhupada says also it's called Deepa Mallika. So on Deepavali, the favorite flowers that Mother Yasoda plucks to put on her head is Mallika flowers, because it's Deepa Mallika. Yeah. So Prabhupada says, a face with its very beautiful eyebrows was wet with perspiration. You remember we spoke about Padmaganda, one of Krishna's favorite bulls or oxen. When he works hard, what happens? Perspires. And that fragrance, Padma, enters Krishna's nostrils and Krishna comes and embraces the bull. Similar thing happens here. That a face with its very beautiful eyebrows becomes wet with perspiration. We don't want to speak about our perspiration with this material body in the material world. But Mother Yasoda's perspiration is the side effect of a labor of love to please Krishna. So that side effect of the perspiration that flows down from Mother Yasoda's transcendental form becomes beads of perspiration, and it collects at the lotus feet and becomes chintamani jewels. You know, we say beads of perspiration. Chintamani jewels. And the fragrance of her perspiration enters into Krishna's nostrils, who is sleeping in the next room. And he gets the consciousness, oh my mother, she is working so hard for me. She is preparing such nice sweets for me. Time to get up. Enters into his nose. That perspiration. The fragrance of that perspiration. And then Prabhupada says, and malati flowers were falling from her hair. When Mother Yasoda prying to churning, she dressed herself with a saffron yellow sari and an upper garment, and she went out to her own garden in the courtyard, and the malati tree was there. And it's Deepa Malika, and then the malati tree was there. So these malati flowers, just like Srila Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, when Krishna and Balaram, when they walk or gate through the forest, the trees, they bow. See, they bow like that. So in a similar way, when Mother Yasoda goes to the malati tree to pluck the malati flowers, the best flowers are on top. See? The most fragrant and most fully blossomed on top. So these flowers, with this tree with the branches, it bows down. It's actually transcendentally mystical. The tree is fully conscious that Mother Yasoda is coming to me so that I can give something to her for Krishna's pleasure. Fully conscious. So they bow. When the branches bow lower, then Mother Yasoda doesn't have to put much effort to pluck the malati flowers. Yeah. Other readings, and it says sometimes it's Mallika. Mallika is also a flower. This particular one is malati flower. So she plucks those flowers and puts on a hair on the top of her head, and some goes on the sides. Now she is perspiring, so much churning is going on, and these malati flowers were falling from her hair. Why? Because when Krishna became conscious that his mother is working so hard to churn for him, he gets up. And when he is apparently awake, he is always awake. When he's apparently awake, this affects the malati flowers. Oh, Krishna is going to come. But how can we see Krishna from way up here? You know, it's not right. For Mother Yasoda, we are serving her. She wants us to be on her head. That's fine. But with Krishna, now, you know, we have to be down. So they naturally fall. And when they naturally fall, Mother Yasoda sees her, she's churning, she's falling, okay. She doesn't pick it up and put it on her head. Naturally falls. So therefore, the flowers are first must be the servant of Mother Yasoda. Then they can serve Krishna. Indirect, direct service. Servant of the servant of the servant. So they fall. And we know where those flowers are falling. Onto the ground. And later on, what's Krishna going to do? When he's running away from her, he's going to? Yeah, put his lotus feet. Yes. We'll come to that point in a few days' time. Like that. So this is malati flowers. Very beautiful. Everything is completely supremely conscious in the spiritual world. Okay, we'd like to stop on time or just before time. We didn't have any questions to be taken yesterday. The problem, not really a problem, but I considered it like that. That, you know, I'm a little bit cautious if I ask for questions, because you may ask a question that's philosophical. That is? Philosophical. But this is beyond philosophy. So if you ask a question, we welcome the question, but don't come out of the pastime. Ask a question within the lila, within the pastime. Yeah. Anyone has one question? Yes. You have your hand up. That's true. So Maliti flowers, they want to serve Krishna on the ground. They don't want to be on Mother Yasoda's head when he comes. We have to be down. Dandavats. What's it called? Dandavats. Amazing, huh? Maliti flowers, they offer dandavats. Because Krishna is going to come soon. He's going to come. Tomorrow's verse. He's coming out of the room. And why is he coming out of the room for tomorrow's verse? Because he's hearing Sankirtan. What is he hearing? Sankirtan. Duktam, duktam, ch-ch-ch. And Mother Yasoda is singing the pastimes of Krishna. Yeah. So it is well known that when you chant the holy names in kirtan, Krishna comes to you. You don't have to go to him. That's the lesson for tomorrow. All right? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta koti Vaishnava vrind ki jai. Shri Yasoda Nandan ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande Hari.